Good morning, I'm Richard Clark. I'm the Church of Ireland Archbishop of Armagh, but as can probably be detected from my accent, originally from Dublin. I've been here for 5 years.
I'm Eamon Martin from Derry, and I've been the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Armagh now for 5 years.
So you want to know about Patrick? Well, we'll tell you that there is two cathedrals and one Patrick. Both cathedrals named for Patrick, but actually just one St. Patrick and one mission of the church here in Armagh. Isn't that right, Eamon?
Yeah, actually, it was one of the things that I noticed when I came to Armagh here first was the beauty of the city. You've got the two hills and the two cathedrals overlooking the city and facing across from each other. And I also got a great sense of history, that coming to Armagh, you're really digging deep back into the very dawn of Christianity here in Ireland. And to think that that we're both here, Richard, in the whole line of succession of Patrick, it's a very humbling thing to think that we're here in a way to represent the Christian faith in different traditions, but we're here very much united in the person of St. Patrick.
One of the things that I certainly look back on over the last 5 years, and I don't say it with pride, and I know you wouldn't either, but it's how much we've been able to do together. Gathering groups of young people to take to places, but also worshipping together as much as we can. Of course, there are going to be some differences, but I think we are united in believing that the mission of the church is now to the Irish people, and it's a mission which we're both sharing.
Yeah, and of course, here in this part of the world, it's very important that Christians of different traditions symbolise that unity in faith, because given our history, Armagh here and the region around it has a very troubled history. A lot of people went through the terrible pain and trauma of the Troubles and the violence here. And I think it's very important that church leaders and indeed civil leaders and representatives try as much as possible to promote harmony. And what better person to do that than in the name of St. Patrick?
Well, we've often talked about St. Patrick. In fact, there's now the tradition that we talk about St. Patrick every year together to the people of Armagh. And I think that one of the things that is so topical at the moment is to think of Patrick being brought here, trafficked here. Human trafficking was alive then as now. And yet the fact that Patrick faces the danger, faces the unpopularity, faces the risk of death in order actually to go on preaching a gospel to the Irish people that we hope we are now heirs of today.
Yeah, as you say, Richard, in our talks, which we do now on the day before St. Patrick's Day, we've been really trying to help people to discover who is St. Patrick, who was St. Patrick. You see, today on St. Patrick's Day, the image of St. Patrick that is presented all around the world with the shamrocks and the shillelaghs and a guy with a big mitre and crozier. And, a lot of people don't realise that the mitre and the crozier, well, certainly the mitre wouldn't have been invented at the time of St. Patrick.
About 1,000 years later.
Yeah. But what we try to do in our talks and in our lecture is to really explore from St. Patrick's own writings the person. Who was the man, St. Patrick? What was it that drove him, that motivated him to come to Ireland, to come to these parts, and to bring the gospel into what was at the time a very hostile environment?
Very hostile environment. And our theme this year has been to think of the persecution of Christians, because after all, although we're aware of the persecution of other people of different faiths, actually the bulk of people worldwide who are persecuted are Christians, undoubtedly. And we have to try and have a fellow feeling with them, because we think of Patrick as the persecuted person, Patrick as someone who had to find Christ, as we've said, in quiet and in danger.
Mm-hmm. And I think the Ireland to which St. Patrick came back in the 5th century was a very different place to the Ireland of today. And we tend to think, people say, oh, Christianity isn't as vibrant as it was now in the past in Ireland, or people say that not many people are going to Mass or to services anymore. And yet at the same time, when we think back to the time of St. Patrick, the environment, the hostility that he met, not just from the pagan environment into which he came, but also hostility from within his own ranks, from the ranks of the church. He came under a lot of pressure as being someone, you're not educated enough, you're not one of us in a way. And therefore he came under a lot of pressure. So he worked against all of these dangers and struggles. And what sustained him was his faith and his prayer. and his real genuine belief and personal friendship with Jesus.
I know we could probably chatter away all morning, but what Archbishop Eamon and I have decided is we're going to finish. I'm going to give a variation of the Church of Ireland prayer, the Collect for Patrick's Day, and Archbishop Eamon is going to give us a blessing. So we pray. Lord God, you chose St. Patrick to be the apostle of the Irish people and to lead those who are wandering in darkness into the light of the gospel. Help us to walk in that light, that we may come together to the light of everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Patrick prayed, Christ Lum, Christ Ruim, Christ Amaye, Christ Estionum. Christ be with me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ in me. May God bless you and your families on this St. Patrick Day, so that you feel Christ's presence in your lives, in your homes, in your community. And let's bless also the people who are associated with Ireland all around the world who are with us today. And our blessing is, of course, as St. Patrick blessed, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God be with you.